Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in. Mexicans, we could spend days just talking and asking questions about what you've just shared with us. There's so much in what you've said, and as I was listening to you, what was occurring to me is when I just believed that I was a human being, I was really trying to be in control of it all. And it felt like it just didn't work. I had this image of, a windy up toy that is just going slower and slower and slower because it's like running out of energy. And when I began to connect more with who I really am, and part of that was about enjoying and being in the moment, and it feels like that actually what then starts to happen is it starts to like power up like the windy toy and it starts to just be able to function and do what it was almost intended to do when I remember who I really am. And Steph, I don't know if that's like your experience. I mean, bloody hell, we've both like majored in like hard work and suffering and struggle, and but then the ego also going, I don't want to, this is no fun.
Yeah, I think the energy of giving up, not making myself do things I don't want to do, because that does, it makes this, you know, the windy up toy just, yeah, lose its steam. Because it's not like there's not, you know, things that need to be done in life, right? Dishes need to be washed, bills need to be paid. But there's something about, I guess, you know, the Mexican said, trust life, trust who you really are. That allowing feeling good and enjoying what you enjoy and really appreciating, taking the time to appreciate, you're right, like just cranks up that toy so that when you do, of course, you choose to do the dishes, right? Because you don't want to, you know, eat fly-infested plates or eat off of fly-infested plates. But it just, it makes those things more plausible without having to be, you know, quote unquote, disciplined about it. It's just a natural expression of creativity that I'm going to do those things that look like menial tasks because my crank is wound up, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and then the weirdness is that they can become quite enjoyable.
Yes.
The thing that we don't want to do when we're totally aligned with the ego and it's hanging on to the control, weirdly, it's like, because the ego's a killjoy for everything, it's like, actually, it feels like when aligned with the inner being, it's like, I enjoy all sorts of things.
Yes. And then when you start to honor enjoyment, that you can take a menial task and ask yourself, right, use that creative part to say, how can I maximize this for enjoyment? And that's been the fun game now. Is like, I honor feeling good so well that it's like, okay, how can this be maximized for fun? And well, I think that's my Korean pop. I mean, having earbuds and technology be able to beam BTS songs in my ears 24/7, like that's what I use. And it really makes all the difference, allowing myself to feel good.
So I love what you say there, Steph. And it just feels like the perfect time to ask the question from Pam Dibbs, who is another dear friend of yours. And so, Mexicans, here's what Pam would like to ask you. She's got a question for you about humour. She notices that the ego often wants her to take life and events seriously, and yet our ability to see what's amusing or just take life lightly helps me, her, cope and create. I've come to use, this is her speaking, I've come to use whether or not I'm light-minded as an inner being navigational tool. As I now do stand-up comedy, I notice how much humour helps us create, learn, cope and connect to the inner being. What would you say, Mexicans, about our innate ability for levity?
It would seem that the answer is in the question. There is a demonstration of feeling good through the power of humour, through laughter. And this is a sign of enjoyment. This is a sign of a lighter energy. And a lighter energy would indicate a higher vibration. And a higher vibration is one of the reasons for choosing to come into form, to raise one's vibration. And when one is serious, when one is worried, when one is at a lower vibration, it does have an impact on many aspects of the human experience. Creativity, for example. There is more creativity when the energy is lighter, when there is a higher vibration. There is a match, a vibrational match to the non-physical, to the inner being. It opens up a channel. It gives access to the human self, to ideas and a different perspective on life. So something that may have been worrying the human self, something that the human self has been struggling with perhaps, can shift through the power of humour, laughter and enjoyment. These are all very similar energies. And so to be worried and to be filled with anxiety about something that may be happening is to keep it stuck. Whereas to be aligned with enjoyment, appreciation, laughter, humour, is to shift the energy. It is to get the energy flowing and is to provide a different perspective. Perhaps what was seeming to be concerning does not seem quite so concerning with the addition of some humour or a perspective that does not take life quite so seriously. And that is not to imply disrespect for another who may be going through a challenging time. It is not to say to another to just laugh off whatever may be occurring. It is more of an inner choice. That inner dialogue, that inner relationship that there is between the human self and the inner being. As you look to the inner being, you can see and experience a different perspective. And that different perspective is one of optimism and lightness and freedom from worry and anxiety. And so there is a doorway that humor offers. It is difficult for the human self to feel worried, concerned, at the same time as laughing. These two energies are not energies that generally one can experience simultaneously. And in order to deal with a situation that may be worrying, one can benefit from accessing one's creativity. And as we said, this creativity is accessed through a raised vibration and a different perspective, a more optimistic perspective.
You know, I'm reminded of when I was 19, I worked in a holiday camp with my friend, and we both stayed in this tiny, tiny room. And we weren't being paid very much. And there was this one day we were just so pissed off and fed up and feeling really sorry for ourselves. We were lying in our beds in the afternoon. And I can't remember whether it was myself or my friend said, "Let's just wail. Like, let's wail. Let's wail really loud." We were like, "Poor us." Anyway, within about 2 minutes, we were absolutely pissing ourselves laughing. And it so shifted the energy. And it was just really, we didn't do it with that intention, but I guess there was something in us that wasn't taking it too seriously. And I think after, you know, about 5 or 10 minutes, we were howling with laughter, and we got up and we went and we did whatever the next thing was. But just, I was really struck by the Mexican saying, you can't worry or feel bad and laugh in the same space. It just often doesn't feel like it's a choice for people, because we're waiting for the world of form to actually look different, for us to be able to choose different. I don't know what comes up for you, Steph.
Well, I was thinking about some of the serious subjects where enjoyment and humor and appreciation is unwelcome. You know, if we're talking about violence, war, racism, wealth inequality, those subjects feel like it is dismissive or disrespectful to take in a practice of enjoyment and appreciation when looking at these subjects. Because right now the accepted response, of course, is anger and outrage. And I guess I understand the creativity that can come to you with enjoyment and feeling good. But I admit there is a bit of fear, right? If I'm talking to a friend about racial inequality, it feels really dismissive to talk about how I'm letting myself enjoy and feel good, because it feels like then I'm not concerned or I'm not taking stuff seriously. I don't know. That's funny. I think about the lovely story you just told, and I'm like, how does this relate? But I guess I was just thinking about really serious subjects and how taking that time to actually get to a point of laughter around them, which I do believe is probably the answer, because there will be creative solutions that occur, but how it's almost just not allowed to allow ourselves those breaks because we think it won't lead to real change or it's not the way.
Absolutely. You and I have had conversations where I have said things that I have said to you, I would not feel comfortable going out and sharing that perspective because I'm aware it's such a different perspective than what you would typically hear, like out in the world. And so, yeah, Mexicans really curious to hear your perspective on what we're saying.
We acknowledge your words, your perspective, and there is a need for compassion and understanding. And the invitation, we would say, where there is fear and hatred and violence, is to be the presence of love in those situations. Those situations are a call for love. And love is the answer. And when you are aligned with your inner being, you have access to infinite love. You are able to transform situations through being Great Spirit in that situation. And Great Spirit only loves. And that surely is a way to deal with situations where there are many challenges and many fears and much pain. You've heard it said to be the change in the world that you wish to see. And that begins in the energy. It begins by creating in the energy what you wish to experience in the world. And for anyone, whoever they are, who may be listening to this, who may have a situation in their life in human form that is concerning for them, to look to the energy to bring about change, to align with who you really are. And who you really are is love, pure Great Spirit, beyond form. That is your vibration, and that is your truth. And therefore, to be that is to begin to transform those situations where clearly there is a need for more love.
You know what I love about what you're saying, Mexicans, is, and Steph, we've spoken about this, on this journey of aligning more with the inner being, there is the ego perspective and there is the inner being perspective. And often they are like night and day. And I notice that when I align with an ego perspective, it can feel very distressing. And when I align with the inner being perspective, it's a completely different experience. It's much lighter and it's much more spacious. And when I'm thinking about any of the what would seem contentious in the world of form topics that you had mentioned earlier, what occurs to me is, if someone's really experiencing pain or suffering around that, us getting mad and pissed off and angry with them just creates more of that. And us being the presence of love to the extent that we are able to be in that moment creates an invitation to a different possibility for that person. And so the ultimate beauty for me in this whole journey is, it's about helping people to remember who they are and that they know for themselves when we remember who we really are and being able to trust that more.
Yeah, and I'm hearing too, as we have these two different perspectives from the ego to the inner being, I see enjoyment and appreciation like a bridge, right? It's the access, like how do I access that other perspective? It's certainly when we're suffering And this is even beyond like positive thinking, by the way, because I know that it can sound very similar sometimes, but I think there's sometimes a violence to positive thinking that is dismissive of the ego, that doesn't make it comfortable to come along on the journey. But there's something about using the bridge of enjoyment and appreciation to help us walk that bridge from one perspective to the other. And I love what the Mexican says, that is the inner being. If you're in a place of enjoyment and appreciation, you're there. And so it's like finding those bridges where we can, so that we can align with the inner being, so that we can show up to racial inequality, we can show up to war and violence from a place of love. That to me makes really good linear logical sense.
And it's not necessarily looking for things to enjoy and appreciate about the violence or the inequality. No. It's just, you know, it could be stroking your cat, looking at the flower, just whatever lights you up and connects with your heart. And that you spoke about that earlier, Steph. It's like almost, not almost, it's just like by stopping looking in that direction and just starting to look again in a direction of like enjoyment and appreciation. And then what you would notice is you would have a different perspective on the thing that had been worrying or troubling you, without you having to do anything to make it happen.
Right. And knowing it's always available, you know, the Mexicans said earlier that there's always something to appreciate. And finding those ways where, you know, obviously we're looking to the world of form on what to appreciate. And I find that it gets very, very much closer in. I mean, there have been times where I've just wanted to appreciate the fact that I have kidneys that do stuff that I don't have to think about, you know, or lungs that breathe without me having to think about, a pen that works, you know, get to those five senses and really dig in to what there is to appreciate.
And we are not suggesting that if someone has a crisis in their world, that the crisis will be made okay by having a pen that works. But what that does to the energy is it begins to provide a little more of a balanced perspective. So when there is an apparent crisis, that is all the ego focuses on. Very often, it is like the crisis is all that's happening in their world. And of course, that is only a perspective. And to only focus on the crisis is to give it more energy and make it seem bigger. Whereas to have enjoyment and appreciation for other aspects, it is not to negate what the ego calls a crisis, but it is to provide some other perspective, some bit of balance that says not everything is bad, not everything is challenging at the moment, and the best way to deal with this challenging situation is to be as resourceful as possible. And by focusing on whatever there is to appreciate is to help one to feel more resourceful.
One of the things I really love about you, Steph, is just how easily enjoyment and appreciation like comes to you. And that's not been my experience for me. I have an ego that's much more like a curmudgeon and is much more like looking for things to criticize and to judge and to look for what's wrong. And I know that the more I practice enjoyment and appreciation, the more easily it becomes to be able to connect with that. And I guess, so I share that because if anyone's listening thinking, bloody hell, that's not me. I just want to say it didn't come naturally for me. It's something I've had to learn and practice. And by practice, I mean just even beginning to look for like three small things. We have like a group in Wizard School just now, and we all share like things to appreciate every day. And it's wonderful. It's such a wonderful energy to bathe in, because what I notice for me is it really helps me look for more for what there is to appreciate as the day is unfolding.
And this is training the mind. It is training the human mind to align with what there is to appreciate. And it is creating a new habit.
I'm now going to put in a very shameless plug for a BTS song. There's a line in their song, Permission to Dance, that says, "We don't need to worry because when we fall, we know how to land." And this conversation about appreciation and enjoyment, to me, it's how we land, because falling is what we came into this dimension to experience, the contrast. So falling is a part of life. And so when we get into that fearful place, if we have practices like enjoyment and appreciation, that's the how to land part, not the avoid falling part, which is, I think, the ego tends to focus on, which is not enjoyable. Trying to construct a life where you never fall is one of the most exhausting, hustle-based, draining ways to live life. But if you know how to land, right, which is that enjoyment and that appreciation always by your side. I mean, it really resonated me what the Mexican said right at the beginning of this call or podcast, which was there's always something to appreciate, that will always be available to you. And then that's the landing part, the ultimate bounce, the ultimate resilience. And I revere it that strongly.
And in the process of the landing, you become more, you grow, you have a different perspective on your life. And so therefore we would say, when challenges occur, there is treasure on the other side. And with challenges, when you look to the inner being for its guidance, you will find strength and wisdom there. And when you have dealt with the challenge, whatever that may be, you are a wiser person. You have grown. You have greater awareness. And that is the greatest treasure of all.
Wow. So two things before we bring this conversation to a close. And Steph, you mentioned about BTS, and for anyone who is a BTS fan or knows somebody who is a BTS fan, then Steph is on TikTok, and you, part of the creativity that really emerged for you around like enjoying and appreciating BTS is actually making these videos. How that came to pass is a conversation for like another like podcast, because there's a whole miracle story there. But I'm just, if somebody wanted to find you in TikTok, it's like, how would they do that?
My username is I Have No Think, with underscores between each word. So I_have_no_think.
Perfect. And we'll also put that in the podcast notes. So that'll be on the website. And they're great. I love them. They're really inspiring.
Or you can look at the hashtag BTS is good for mental health. That's my hashtag.
The other thing I would like to do is thank Pam for her question and the contribution that was to the conversation. The final thing, Mexicans, is what final words would you have for someone listening around enjoyment and appreciation?
can appear to the human self as if some people are happier than others. And it can appear that they are happier because of the circumstances of their life, that the circumstances make them happier. And we would say it works the other way around. Adopt a happier attitude. Focus on what there is to appreciate. Enjoy what life offers. Focus on the present moment and what there is to appreciate and enjoy in the present moment. And that energy that you are choosing to align with creates the happier life.
Mexicans, I am just filled with so much gratitude and so much love and appreciation for you. Just thank you for playing. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being willing to share your perspective. And actually, thank you to Andy. Bless him for being willing to be the voice box for the Mexicans. And Steph, thank you for being part of this. It's been so, so wonderful.
Yeah, thank you very much for just being asked.
We flow love to you all.
Thank you.
Until next time.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.